Now, the National Energy Guarantee is dead, and if you've been paying attention to the news lately, it would seem that Malcolm Turnbull's tenure as leader of the Liberal Party may soon be following suit. So will there be a mutiny, or is it all just media beat-up? On the line now, to navigate the murky waters of Parliament, we have Greg Malewish. He is a Professor of History and Politics at the University of Wollongong. Professor Malewish, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Now, what is Turnbull's biggest problem within the party right now?
His biggest problem is ensuring that he can get a majority to maintain his leadership, I would have thought.
How unlikely is it looking that he won't have that majority?
Well, there's been moves against him over a number of days. Those in the more conservative wing of the Liberal Party have decided that Peter Dutton is going to be the man to challenge. And it's a bit hard to know, but I don't think he would be doing so unless he had a fairly good chance of success.
Now, there's a party room meeting happening as we speak, and it looks like, from kind of initial sources, that there could have been a spill. How likely do we think? Oh, it looks like actually Turnbull has called a spill. Is this at all surprising?
Yes. I think he probably wants to get it over and done with as soon as possible. Otherwise, you'll have weeks, if it's held over to September, of speculation about leadership. So it's probably, from his point of view, better to try and get it resolved as soon as possible.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned before that Peter Dutton has kind of been championed as the person who's very likely to contest this spill. I'm so curious to know, because this is something that I've been hearing kind of here, there and everywhere, why names like Julie Bishop haven't been thrown out. Is there a reason why people are putting their support behind Peter Dutton?
Well, it's obviously to do with the groupings within the Liberal Party. Julie Bishop comes from the same basic faction that Turnbull comes from. And Dutton is a much more of a conservative figure. They've obviously decided that it would be counterproductive to try and put Tony Abbott up. The other conservative figure, who is Scott Morrison, is too close to Turnbull, so he can't very well go up. So, you know,
kind of leaves Dutton.
That leaves Dutton. I think from their point of view, I don't think there's anyone else they can move to.
And there are reports that Dutton will contest the seat, so it'll be very interesting to see how that all plays out. Now that we know that the leadership could change and that there will be this contest of the Prime Ministership and the leader of the Liberal Party, what do we think that this will do for the Liberal Party's chances at the next federal election? Because there is going to be a federal election really soon.
Well, there'll be one early next year, first half of next year anyway. I think the reason why people like Dutton are moving is to try and prevent the seepage of votes from the more conservative areas of Liberal support, and in seats in particular that are regional and rural, which is where elections are won and lost. So the effect of having Dutton as Prime Minister, I think, would be that the Liberals would perhaps lose numbers in perhaps safe Liberal seats. They'd lose numbers in safe Labor seats. But that's not what the game's about. The game's about winning support in marginal seats, and I think that's why they think they want to support Dutton. He may have a better chance, particularly in all those marginal Queensland seats. Queenslanders are very parochial, as we know from Kevin Rudd was Prime Minister, and this might be a way of shoring up some of their support in Queensland.
It will be very, very interesting to see how this all unfolds today. Professor Malewish, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me.
That was Professor Greg Miluish there. He's an Associate Professor of History and Politics at the University of Wollongong, helping us navigate the murky waters of Parliament that we have found ourselves in right now. Look, we're going to keep you across this all morning. Stay tuned right here on 2SCR 107.3. Very, very shortly, we'll get the guys from the newsroom in and see exactly what is happening. Going to jump into a track now for you, though, from Everything Is Recorded. This one, it is called Carry Me. Goodness me, exciting morning. Morning, everyone.